This episode of Grounded in Maine is sponsored by ESG Review. ESG Review magazine is published quarterly in February, May, August, and November, and is available for free in print and digital formats. ESG Review is devoted to environmental, social, and governance strategies, technologies, and investments. ESGReview.net is updated every Wednesday with 8 new stories and is home to feature articles, news items, and more. Visit ESGReview.net to stay informed and help us spark the collaboration and awareness needed to develop sustainable economies and communities around the world.
There's a place where there's no trouble, no more pain, no more struggle.
Grounded in Maine podcast is an open conversation about how we show up for the world. I started this podcast out of a desire to learn new ways to be sustainable because the word sustainability is big. It can be overwhelming, and I just wanted to learn, you know, different ways to try to be part of the solution and not feel like it's too late. So I'm talking to people who are doing different things and learning so much. I hope you are too. Hi there. Thank you so much for listening to Grounded in Maine today. My name is Amy Fagan, and I am the host and producer and all the things here. Thank you so much for listening. It's just me today. I just wanted to share some thoughts, I guess, and it's going to be a little clumsy, so sorry about that. I've been processing a little bit and wanted some feedback on. So one is just, you know, how are things going for you with this podcast? Are you getting information that you enjoy that is helpful for you? And also, I'm looking for some feedback for a couple of other things. So one is, at the end of last year, I had done an episode that, sorry, I'm unzipping. It's gone. It's hot. And I was talking about wanting to do a menopause panel. And that is still true, still very, very true. And I just wanted to check and see if anybody would be interested in being on this panel. If you have experiences that you want to share, if you have questions that you want to ask, you can shoot me questions anywhere at, I'm on Facebook. I'm not really on Facebook that much, but I do check my messages. I'm also on Instagram, and you can email me. It's amysgardenjam@gmail.com. Or, you know, if you have my number, you can text me or, you know, call me or something like that. I am open to this. I want to make this as helpful for folks as possible. I literally just had a conversation a couple days ago with a friend who was just like, I feel like I'm crazy. I don't know what's going on with my body. And that was exactly how I felt when this was all starting, the menopause thing. And I'm so glad that she reached out to me, because I remember that. And I remember not having someone, like, I didn't feel like there was anyone that could hear me that, or that I felt comfortable asking, but we need to change that. And so anyway, that I would love to have folks that are on here that are used to me and would love to, you know, put some stuff out, whether it be just questions or if you want to be part of this panel and express yourself. So what my thought is to do two sessions, one with women, people who are experiencing or that are going to be experiencing menopause, and then maybe one with men. Like, I would really like to do one with men so that they can share with their experiences with menopause. Obviously, they're not having the physical feelings, but, like, you know, what they're seeing, what their feelings are around it, because they, you know, they experience it differently, but they do experience it. And so I would love to do that, and maybe even have, like, each side hear what the other says. And I'm still on the fence about that. Like, I think it would be really interesting to hear the men's perspective. but then also to hear, you know, from the men's perspective, like, to hear the women's perspective for men, because, you know, I'm sure, well, I mean, I know that my husband was like, she's just dead. She's just dead inside and she's crazy. And that was it might have sounded seemed like that, but that was not my experience. And so to hear the other side, because everyone doesn't talk like we should. Anyway, menopause panel, if you have questions, shoot them to me because I'm going to need questions to ask. I've got a couple of, kind of bigger names that I'm trying to that I have said that they would be interested. I just need to figure out a time. And so, some people that have a lot of experience in menopause, there's a lady, Lisa Boat, in Canada is like she is on a fire and like trying to get HR companies or HR departments and companies to like be more mindful of menopause because it is no joke. It's no joke for some people. Some people don't have a lot of symptoms and they're not miserable with it, but some people are super like, they feel crazy pants. And they feel broken and they don't know how to function in life. And, brain fog is a real thing. And so anyway, so Lisa Bo has said that she would be interested. And if not her, then she has other people that she works with that would be interested. So, like in the professional realm of menopause, like that I've been studying. So that would be a really interesting conversation. And then I'm trying to get Kathy Rust to I need to get I just need to schedule it. And then Elsie Escobar from Libsyn Podcasting has said that she would be interested. So again, like I've got some bigger names. I've got some I don't have this the less known people, like the normal people that are feeling this that's crazy. So I would love to have folks join this and also to if you have a man in your life or in that that might be interested in sharing their experience with menopause. And then the third thing is on a very personal level, I'm going to be moving soon and I'm going to be moving away from where I know. And I have a couple of sustainability things that I that are like musts for me. Like I'm definitely going to I'm definitely going to be putting solar panels on if they are not on already. And I'm going to be having heat pumps because the electric heat is really good with the solar panels. And then I can have air conditioning where it's going to be warmer and not feel bad about that, not feel as bad about that. And I have a composter that I'm going to be bringing with me. So I have those things. I'm definitely going to be having a garden. If I can get there soon enough to start a garden this year, that would be amazing. If not, I will be putting it together and ready for next year. But what am I not thinking of? That's what I'm looking for. I know I've been talking to people forever, but I'm like having maybe brain fog. I'm having a hard time thinking of I guess it's just like it's the unknown. Like I don't know what this house has already or whatever. It's but like what should I be looking for? So definitely message me about that. Call me, text me, whatever. And I think that was really it. I am going to be having some really, really cool people on the podcast. I've got this week. Oh my gosh. I've got two recordings this week. So I am recording this on Monday morning for Tuesday morning because that's how I roll lately. But later this week I've got two people that I'm going to be talking with. So one is Amy Dolan. She's in Chicago. She's incredible. And she has a podcast called Feeding People. So how could that be bad? Like I am all about food and I love the idea of making sure that everyone has access to food. So I'm super excited to talk to Amy and get to know her better. And then also same day, I get back to back. Why not? I am also speaking with Hazel from my local library, the Curtis Memorial Library. She is pretty amazing. I've known her very distantly. Like I met her About 6 years ago, 6 years ago, my dog passed away. And so a couple weeks later, it was something that I just needed to, I felt like I needed to do. I went to a worm composting class to get more information, to psych myself up a little bit for a worm compost. I walked out with a worm compost bin. I was totally freaked out, but I still have it 6 years later. So go me. But I, Hazel was the organizer of that, and she is still with the library. And she has also, I'm not sure if she spearheaded the project, but my local library has a library of things as well as a library of books and movies, etc. But like this library of things is super, super cool. So if you have a library card, you can sign out. Like a canning pot, a canning kit, you can sign out a an apple press, like a cider press, and you know for a certain period of time. But like it's cool to be able to test something out before you buy it, or to if you just if it's like a one time a year thing, like cider pressing, you just press a crap ton of apples for a very short period of time and then you're done. So like if you just sign it out, then you don't have to buy it. But it's just things that are not being used to have them available to other people who might need them. And so I think that's super, super cool. It's a great alternative to purchasing and having a bunch of stuff in your house that you will only use once a year and then gets buried and you forget that you have it and then you have to like figure it out. Anyway, I think that's fantastic. And I cannot wait to hear more of this from Hazel. I'm not going to say your last name because I have not heard her say it and I don't want to mess it up. But I'm super psyched about that because Hazel is so, so cool. And I've got some other folks. Like I'm going to be talking with Coach Connor, who's been a sponsor of the podcast for the last month. I had a conversation with him, just like a sample coaching, and he's fantastic. I know that, people might be like, oh, it's just so salesy, blah, blah, blah. He is actually, it fits into the sustainability, the like the personal sustainability, because he is not necessarily he's not going to be doing your finances for you. He is going to be teaching you how to be more independent on your, being able to take care of yourself financially. I'm super psyched about that because I think it's really, really important personally because I'm about to be on my own, but also, everyone should know. I feel like this is something that everyone should know. And these are one of those things that people keep saying, you should be learning this in school. Very, very true. Coach Connor is going to be your teacher. So I'm psyched about that as well. And I just haven't scheduled that yet, but some really, really cool people. And again, so please, you can help out this podcast by listening, obviously. But also, if you have the chance, or if you have not taken the chance to rate or review the podcast, because it just gets in front of other people. And that's super helpful to get more listeners because that's what people are looking for. But I do have show notes. I know maybe you are not aware of that. Maybe you are. I don't know. My cousin was not aware for the first year that I had show notes. And so I feel bad about that. But I have show notes and I put links for my guests, links for myself, for my sponsors. So click those links, maybe you're not in a place to purchase, but click them and make sure that you're getting information. Some people are offering freebies, like utilize that. That's what they're there for. And if you're clicking those links, you're showing me some support, you're showing them some support. So I'm down with that. I also have added, I'm calling it a buy me a hot chocolate. If you've heard of the buy me a coffee thing, I'm calling it buy me a hot chocolate because I don't drink coffee, but I love hot chocolate. So that is there as well. It's just you can do that just like a one time if you're interested. And there's also sponsorships available, which would be just like, loaning me a few bucks every month or something like that to help out with the production of this. So if you love the podcast, everyone's not in the position to be able to do that. Nor am I, but if you feel so inclined, I would love it. I would love a little bit of help to do this because it does take a lot. It takes a lot of time. It takes some money to produce this. But anyway, I just wanted to let you know that that's there if you were not aware. If you don't mind hanging on for just a second, I'm gonna play my little Coach Connor ad. It's only like 20 seconds. And oh, one last thing. I am supposed to make sure to promote my own business. So this episode is also sponsored by Amy's Garden Jam. If you love jam, if you love my jam, if you don't know my jam, check out my jam. amysgardenjam.com. Thank you so much for listening. Hang on for just 1 second and definitely check out the past podcasts. Oh my gosh, so many awesome, awesome people that I have been blessed to be able to speak with and learn from. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a great day and I will talk to you next week.
Are you feeling the pressure of your finances on top of your work and family obligations? Coach Connor's here to break that struggle. Overcome time constraints and financial overwhelm with personalized guidance. Take charge of your future hassle-free. Connect with Coach Connor at Progress Solutions today and transform your finances. Just see the link in the show notes for how to reach Coach Connor.
I just want to take a moment to thank Buzzsprout for hosting this podcast, for Jane Bolduc for her amazing music genius, and for Rebecca Coffron and her beautiful artwork for this podcast. And I also would like to thank you for listening. I appreciate it more than you know. I will talk to you next time.
There'll come a day, my mama told me, when I find love to have and hold me, a heart that's strong and so sincere. Just tell me, how do I get there from here? Oh, tell me, how do I get there from here? 'Cause here and now I'm so far down that mercy's bound to find me. We'll find a way to soothe the sickness. We'll heal the ache with sweet forgiveness. Wages of war will disappear. Just tell me, how do I get there from here? I wonder. Finally found me. Will there be music? Ooh, and good friends around me. Yeah, yeah. And I'll just smile through happy tears and wonder.